You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another episode of Worship Song of the Week, aka WSW. How are you today? How are you doing? How was your week? Yes, it's another week. How did your last week go? Hope it went well. Mine was great. Thank Jesus. So today on the show, I have this beautiful, energetic young laddie.
Funny.
Yeah. You see?
Just saying.
Yeah. Funny lady. And we've been struggling to... No. I have been struggling to pronounce her name. And it's been a banter. Her name is Arnel. And she's like, no. So please, hello, what's your name?
Hello, guys. So my name is Arnel. No Arnel or Arnel or Acnel or... You know, simply Arnel.
Arnel.
Exactly.
I got it right?
Yeah.
Arnel.
Much better.
Okay.
Arnel. Or people call me, I have a bunch of nicknames, Nelly or A. But Nelly seems to be the one that stick easier on people.
So it's a French name. What does it mean though?
Eagle. Like a flying free spirit.
Oh. Yeah. No wonder you're so free spirited.
Girl, this is the Lord working through me. Every day. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think it has anything to do with my name, you know.
Oh, you think so?
But I think that I've been blessed by the Lord with like a really, I don't know, like open and, you know, energetic.
And you think spirit. And you think it has nothing to do with your name?
No. No, it's a French name who has basically, actually is originally from Germany. It has been through so many.
It doesn't matter, but our names are really important. That's why, you know, when the names are being like from the Bible days,
yeah.
When the kids are being named, there is a reason. There's a meaning to the name. So if your name means like literally like free spirited, and I mean I think it could be.
Well, technically, you know, like in the French culture, we don't really call people, like, your name is not associated to anything specific. It's not like in the Bible when, you know, you can figure out what Jeremiah means or what David means. You know, actually, my name is a combination of two names, but because it's too long, I just go by the one that I prefer. Actually.
What's the full name, though?
My name is Françoise Arnel. So it's like a combination of two.
Oh.
But I don't feel like people addressing me are like, Françoise Arnel, you know? Françoise Arnel, how are you? Françoise Arnel, you know, it sounds like a mouthful.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense.
And you didn't want François.
You see, that's the problem when I don't use François.
Yeah.
Because François is the male version of my name.
Oh.
Françoise is the female version. So
yeah,
a lot of people,
English
speakers, they know François.
So they
can
won't
you
add
imagine
the S.
You're walking around and people are calling you with a male name. You know?
I see.
And also, the reason why I have Françoise is because my father, younger brother passed away and I kind of like carried the name.
His name on. So that's why it's so Françoise
kind of like,
now.
Yeah. The compromise of my parent was my dad gave Françoise and my mom give Arnel. And all of my sisters' names start with an A. So you have Ariel, Aurelia, Arnel. So three generation of like, you know, A's.
Oh.
And like the majority of the boys are Joel, Joshua, you know. And then, but a lot of Bible's name from, like all of my brother's names are from the Bible. So.
But you do have a Bible name, do you?
No.
Oh, it's
no. The girls don't. Only my youngest sibling, her name is Sarah.
Okay.
But other than that, all of my brothers, you have Joshua, you have, I'm trying to say the name in English because obviously the name is in French. So in French will be Josué, so which is Joshua. And then you have Eli, which is Elijah, or you have Joel, You have Patrick. I'm not sure if Patrick is from the Bible, actually.
I don't think so. No. Saint, but there's the saint, Saint yeah, Patrick. So yeah. Maybe it's like, yeah.
And then you have Michael.
Okay.
Michael. And you have David.
Hmm. David?
So, yeah, David. Exactly.
Yeah. Guys, I'm learning French here.
I'm telling you. So, if you didn't notice, I have a lot of siblings. We're like,
I know, yeah. Right? Like, it was keep mentioning.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
We are a football team. And we even have replacements, you know, in case someone gets injured.
Bench.
I'm telling you. Right? Isn't that crazy?
God.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Thank you for coming on the podcast today.
You're most welcome.
I'm happy to have you here.
I mean, I had to come true. Come on now. Huh? I had to, like, you know, come true to your podcast. You know?
Her energy is something else. I thought I had energy, but Nelly has more energy than me because I can't seem to. Why can't I seem to pronounce Hugnell?
It's like, no, actually, it's because of the English language. You know, like your AR, you pronounce it as R.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, where in French, you pronounce it as
Ar.
So you have
Arnel.
And you like,
Arnel.
So it's like from your throat.
Arnel. Arnel. Okay. Anyways, enough of French. So, what is your worship song for the week?
So, my song for the week is Waymaker by Leland. But you just told me that it's originally from a Nigerian singer. Which
yes, guys. It's originally, Waymaker is originally by Sinach, our very own Sinach. But, and this came out around 2015 or thereabouts, or even earlier. And like, I think in 2019, there was a remix or a cover or a redo of the song by international worship leaders. And so one of them is the version that Anel knows and is the version that has inspired her. So why did you pick the song as your song of the week?
So we walked through 2020 and I don't know, like personally, God has been making a lot of like, you know, miracles in my life in 2019. And it's just like, it just speaks to my spirit, you know, the fact that doesn't matter where I am at physically, emotionally, spiritually, he just makes the way for me. You know, he has a way of just coming through in different aspects of my life and being able to be constant. You know, whether or not I am constant with my own self. So, and I don't know, like when I listen to lyrics and it just opens up like a lot of like just area of myself. Like I can relate a lot. I have what I call crying days, which is weird. but I like to do like maybe once a month. I literally set
a day apart for you to cry.
I set a day in my schedule to cry.
And
it's not because I'm sad or I'm depressed.
What does that
or
do for you?
So basically, I lock myself in my room or my apartment and I put speakers on and I put music like gospel music, you know, Christian music on, like that really speaks to my spirit. And I start talking out loud and I start talking about anything that comes through. You know, I go every single time I go through it, thinking, listen, I'm going to talk about what's bothering me today or what has been bothering me for a month or whatever it is. But then when I start talking, I end up talking about things that I thought I had gone over or have already processed or things I even forgot about. And I just, it just cleaned my spirit, you know. I just feel like as human beings, we harvest a lot of emotions that sometimes we don't know how to deal with. We go through situations and it's very difficult for us to process it because life is moving so fast, you know. So we ended up having like an emotional pool that we carry with
around
us.
Exactly. So I need to just pour it out sometimes.
And yeah, once a week. And the thing is, it's not like I want to cry or anything. It's just, I start talking out loud like a crazy person in my room. And by like 2 minutes of talking about random stuff, I just feel this present and I just start crying. Like I just cry and cry and just keep talking and just, and I feel the presence of the Lord. Or sometimes I just put my yoga mat on the floor, I sit on one side of it and I just ask God to take a seat on the other side. And I'm like, let's have a talk, you know, this is what I'm going through, and this is what I want to talk to you about today. What do you think? You know, I just thought, you know, I go from talking about, you know, the fact that I'm struggling with, like, getting all of my snack together, you know, to, you know, the fact that, you know, people were trying to, you know, just trying me, you know, like bringing my
trying
ratchet.
Trying to
bring my ratchet side, you know, when I'm at the supermarket, you know,
like very like trivial things, yes, as well as important things.
Yes. And you know, when I started with really like simple stuff, like, you know, sometimes I even laugh at myself, like, you know, just thinking about how people are trying me in my life.
They're trying you,
you know. And I'm trying to, you know, hold the spirit of the Lord, and you know, and I start actually getting into something really important, like, you know, whether I'm struggling with, like, you know, finding a new job or my current job, or, you know, whether, you know, I don't know what to do about a certain situation or how to be the best version of myself through God, you know, how to have a better relationship with Him, how to forgive others, how to be more, how to be able to empathize more with others, you know, it kind of like goes through. It's a system, you know, and I really do recommend people to do the same.
So it feels like a cleansing.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
For years. Because, ooh, you know, I'm not the crying type. Ironically enough, I am not. Like, I cry very rarely. Mainly because, well, I don't have time to cry most of the time. So, like, you know, and also when things happen to me, I just put it in a box and move on.
Because you know? Have a set aside day to cry.
Yes, yes. But, you know.
But so, I get that. It kind of, yeah. So, yeah, so because, you have that space just to let it out.
Exactly. I compartmentalize a lot. I compartmentalize a lot, and I just feel like, you know, when things are happening to you, or, you know, people are trying your spirit, you know, the easiest reaction to it, to those things, is just to, like, deal with it now and then move on. You don't process it. You deal with it and you're like, okay, on to the next thing. You know, and sometimes it's not healthy, you know. So I'm not really going through things thinking, oh my God, I'm going to cry today. No, I'm like, listen, I know it's my crying day. However, I'm not going into it thinking I'm going to cry. And then the spirit just come over me, and I end up crying. It's just a pattern, but it's not because I want to cry. It's just like sometimes I'm just so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Overwhelmed. You've taken up a lot.
No, overwhelmed with the spirit. Like, it's I don't know how to describe it. It's like you just start talking, and then suddenly your heart just opens. It opens up, and you just feel a presence
of God.
You know, the things that you're talking about are things that, you know, you yourself would have never thought that you'd be talking about out loud in your room by yourself. You know, are things that, you know, maybe you go through things and think that, listen, it doesn't bother me, I don't care about this.
But then
stuff.
It comes out in this
but
moment.
Then, exactly. So that's why I end up crying.
So if, yeah, I get you.
You get what I mean?
It kind of feels like that moment, the Holy Spirit is kind of letting those things out, and things that you thought you have forgotten,
exactly,
you're taken care of, and then you begin to see,
exactly,
like, oh my God, I had this in me all along.
Exactly. So I start talking about trivial stuff and, like, you know, whatever my weeks have been going. And then suddenly my mind will switch into something that I have been harvesting and carrying with me for a long time and not knowing. So I go with an agenda, but then I end up
doing something,
talking about something different. And, like, you know, you just get overwhelmed with, like, just the environment, you know, and the Waymaker specifically, like, you know, when I sing it, although it's very much off key when I do sing it, you know, because
it's fine, you are alone, it's okay, the Holy Spirit understands the key.
But, like, I start, like, singing, and I'm crying, and I'm like, you know, I can't say the word properly, but I'm like, ooh, you know. So, yeah, so that's my favorite song of the week, definitely. But in general, it's always my favorite song.
Well,
yeah, one of my favorites.
God is truly a way maker. Isn't it fantastic and amazing and fascinating how God deals with us uniquely? Like, we all serve the same God, but He deals with us uniquely. Like, I mean, this is the first time I'm meeting someone who has a day separated just to Like, yeah, she tagged it a cry day because that's what happens at the end of the day. But the day does not start like, I want to cry today. It's just that I want to talk. I want to have a conversation with God today. And then it ends up by the time God starts bringing out things in her that she felt, I'm not here. And then she realized, oh my God, I'm still carrying this on. And it's so, I mean, that's like really priceless. That's priceless. Thank you.
Every single time I finish it, I just feel lightweight. Like I just feel lightweight and you feel like everything that you're about to encounter means nothing. You know, I just feel rejuvenated. I feel
fresh
and ready to carry on,
conquer the world.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know, whoever is about to try me after,
hey, I'm gonna crush you.
I was like, it's fine, you know, like, it's not a problem.
Wow, so, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, and thank you for picking this particular song. Guys, I'm going to leave both links, the link to the original song and the link to the version that Aniel likes. Thank you for joining us on the show this week. Till I come your way again next week, remain blessed and remember, God is always a way maker. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Even when
I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on!
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop.